Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural. It's a mother's love.
I tell you all of the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how. But when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange. I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no, it doesn't suck. Mamma Mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that gross colonic
and that commercial for Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma Mia, go again. Date night for three. No, it doesn't suck.
No, I balance you. You should be very thankful for my energy. We balance each other out.
More like I wish I could dampen your energy. Like put a big fluff wool blanket over it. Exactly. Don't say a fucking word.
Y'all, Poodle.
We're drinking.
He caused me to bring out a White Claw at 2 p.m. because.
You blamed me.
You're on edge.
You know, it's been a long day today, and I've been watching these. We've been watching Smothered, y'all, and this show gives me a very abject feeling. No, we're not doing it. No.
I kind of love it.
It's disgusting. Y'all, this is Bicurious. This is 90 Day Gays Bicurious.
We are recapping Smothered Episode 2.
On TLC Season 2 Episode 2.
Season 2 Episode. What's this called? If My Mom Could Lick Me, I Could Lick Me, or something like that?
Someone Call a Therapist.
I think that's why I like it.
But there's been no... These mothers and daughters... By the way, it's called Smothered because it's a mother and daughter, and they're way too close, and everyone's... Yeah. And basically, there's a psychosis going on in every single relationship.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I said I would have no problem with this if people in our lives were talking and helping them out with trying to maybe not be so codependent. None of that's happening. If anything, they're like turning them up.
And they want to make it worse. This is more of a day in the life of this dysfunction, not how do we fix
right.
this dysfunction.
Yeah.
Which is still fascinating to me. I will say... It is a sad show. It is. It's just kind of sad. I don't know if I could watch a whole season.
I think only one of the segments is very sad.
But I do like some of the characters. Like, I like some of them as people.
And I'm going to say, and we're going to skip the first ones because we're going to put those last for a reason.
Okay.
And we're going to skip. So, yes, this is the second season of the TLC show, Smothered. And some of the couples are back. I say couples because basically the moms kind of want to fuck their daughters.
You kind of get that feeling like they just want to scissor.
Well, Mary and Brittany shower together.
First of all, we're I don't know who Brittany is. Her name is Brittany, because that's how her name is spelled.
It is with
and we're calling her Brittany from now on.
It is spelled with an I at the end,
no,
too.
No, it's Brittany.
B-R-I. Ooh, Brittany.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I. First of all,
Brittany.
Brittany has one T. It's E-N-E-Y. Maybe you could do...
I think Brittany does have two T's normally. I don't know.
There is Brittany, like B-R-I...
Who can even calm down this taste?
A-N-Y, yes. Brittany, and you say Brittany.
Are there two N's?
You can't say Brittany, but people just call it Brittany. But
Brittany,
with
yeah.
T-A-N-I.
It is Brittany. It is Brittany, yeah.
Brittany.
I agree with you. Thank you for standing up
I'm kind of surprised you didn't notice it, but that just tells you how much Jake was completely bulldozed by this dysfunction.
when I can't comment on a name, y'all, I've watched a little bit of season one and episode one and episode two of this season, and I'm like quite appalled. Like, you could not knock me over. You, like, now I feel like I've seen the worst of humanity.
Oh no!
What this has brought me to? Is there a show that's worse than this? You don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I think, actually, you brought it up before. I think that Swan show is worse than
this. Oh, but that was a different time.
Yeah.
But this is grosser. And I feel like the level of codependency is so intense.
Married at First Sight's pretty gross to me.
It
is. In a different way.
It is.
Like, these are at least these children are born into it. But, I mean, if this doesn't make us want to watch Grey Gardens for a watch along, then I don't know what. Because this is fucking Grey Gardens dysfunction.
I want to skip Mary and Brittany first. We're going to have time to talk about the Shower Twins.
Brittany.
Brittany. And let's go on to New York, New York with Cher and Dawn. Cher and Dawn. Every time I hear either of them talk, I want to puncture both my eardrums. It's, hey man, Mom, we're twins. We dress alike. I love you so much.
You know what, who I have the problem with is who I'm judging in this is how can fucking Jared be married to this?
Oh, that poor husband.
That's who, how?
You know, you're right. He's kind of chosen this.
Something's,
he knew.
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah,
you know, the daughter was born into this and she was conditioned.
Yeah, she's been conditioned to be like her mother's pet.
But how does
This is their second season. I did watch their first season where she did get pregnant, and she was like, "How am I not going to tell my mom I'm pregnant?" And the guy's like, "Just don't. We're going to tell all our families at one time."
Oh, she didn't wait.
She's
did
like,
she?
"I don't know if I can." And of course, the first thing she does when she gets down to where her mother is she's like, here you go, BB or Mimi. And the husband's like, I asked one thing of you.
She'll.
Yeah. It's just it's a weird problem. And it's like, and I also think that there's no one in their lives who's trying to check the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one, like, I almost feel like it's in an intervention kind of sense. I wish people sat around like their father and say, everyone's kind of like, yeah, I thought they were too close. Everything, y'all, this is not helpful behavior. This is deteriorating their lives.
Especially in couples, it is wonderful to be close to your family and to feel like, I love when people marry and they feel like they bring families together. And when you go off into a couple, I feel like you kind of take that leap with that person.
A man shall leave his mother and cleave unto another.
Or change his mind and suck a lot of dicks.
Exactly.
But still, when you do that, I'm a huge mama's boy.
However, no.
Yeah. You are too. You just won't admit it in your own way.
I don't want to breastfeed for my mother.
But when I'm with someone, or I am with someone, but when one day when you end up marrying someone who's 70 and about to die,
from your lips to God's ears,
you will choose them.
I'll sit
over
at their bedside and just pinch that IV.
But you will not choose them, but you will stand by the person you're in a partnership with.
I don't have a problem choosing
more than
anyone over my mother.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either, but I'm saying, but it's also a lot of people especially men with mothers, are like, well, I don't want to tell my mother no. And I'm like, dude.
But
anyway,
let's get back to daughters and mothers, which is a special kind of pathology.
Which we don't understand. Well, yeah, we kind of understand, but not of, really.
But there's a weird, like, neediness that all the mothers have, that their daughters kind of validate them and keeps them almost young. They see their kind of shadow selves.
No, I was going to say they
in
are
a younger.
It's a vicarious living.
Yeah,
that's they're real. They really are transferring.
Yeah.
What they wish they would have done, should have done, could have done, yeah, in their children.
And
it's
she's
like
moms. Yeah. So she's like, Mom, we do everything. I know it's only like a couple of hours before we talk to each other. And I think they think it's funny. And everyone is out watching goes, you're both fucked up.
And the mom's like, I think it's great she's having a daughter. We're gonna have a...
That's
gonna,
not what she sounds
she,
like.
We're
she
have
sounds
another
just
one.
Like the daughter. She sounds just it's like that.
And then we're gonna have a third one. It's going to be triplets.
Yeah, she said that. And you're like, you're going to be dead by the time your daughter grows up or your granddaughter grows up. Anyway, so you guys, they dress alike. We don't. So the mom had natural childbirth. This is what I find completely upsetting.
I want to set a precursor. We are two men talking about a woman having a baby. We just want to say we have no personal opinion about what type of childbirth is
best. I don't give a shit.
Do whatever the fuck you want to make you comfortable. Breastfeed. Don't best breastfeed.
My
natural,
thing is,
not whatever.
My thing has nothing to do with what she's choosing. It's just that she and her husband have talked about having an epidural.
Agreed. Yeah, let's talk. I'm just putting that precursor in case some people feel triggered. Because this
you
is
know
a
what?
Big
come
top-
at me.
There's a big...
Come at me.
No, I don't think we will. I just want... Because I empathize for a lot of women, especially daughters. I want to say that this is not as common, but so many mothers put pressure on their daughters of how to have and how to raise
right.
their children. Like, I know a lot of girlfriends that got so much pressure either way to not breastfeed or to breastfeed from their mother.
Oh, my mother's a big breastfeeding person.
My grandma, Hazel, she told my mother, she's like, why do you want to do that in public and look common?
Really? Wow.
Yes.
That's weird for that age.
Yes. And that's why she stopped breastfeeding.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mother joined the Leche League. My mother was a breastfeeding Nazi.
There's a thing
she
called the Leche League?
La Leche League. Yeah. Like la leche, like milk.
I know. That's not appropriation at all. So some white southern person said, we'll call it the Leche League. That's
Otani.
I
don't think it was a southern person. La Leche League.
What? I doubt it was somebody who speaks Spanish.
You know, I don't know anything about it. So come for her, y'all. Don't come for me with La Leche League. I was brought up to believe by my mother said that, you know, breastfed babies are healthier, blah, blah, blah. That's what I was spoon-fed. I know there is research to say that, but if you don't want to breastfeed your baby, you don't have to.
There's also research against it. You know, so I feel like whatever you decide to do. Well, there is for... Some babies are just eating too much and mothers aren't making enough milk. So the research in that is it's much better, at least from my understanding.
Yeah, for bottle.
Jackie
some people
Wiseman,
can't.
Come for us. Come for us, mom.
Some people, like, I don't
you're
care.
Not making enough milk. You can't feed your baby.
Well, yeah.
So, but no, but I think, no, you would be surprised. You don't know much, and I don't mean this in a dismissive way. I'm super nosy about my girlfriends, and I love talking about babies and breastfeeding and all. That's all very interesting to me. So you wouldn't know that, but I know so many of my girlfriends are like sobbing in the middle of the night because they can't make enough milk to feed their child. And boy, on like a cellular, like soul level.
I would imagine that's awful.
It's horrible. So
you're saying studies show that it's not, that it makes women feel worse.
And in that case, breast
oh,
milk.
Oh, I was focusing on the baby. That's what I was talking
but
about.
But the baby, if that's the case too, that is not healthiest for the baby because their baby could be losing weight, sustaining weight, and then they switch their baby to formula,
and then
suddenly their baby is gaining weight and thriving.
Okay, I believe it.
So because if a baby's obviously losing weight, that affects brain functioning,
right.
all that kind of, you know, because we're doctors, y'all.
Right.
But the whole point of this is,
the
and
poor
I agree
husband.
With Poodle, this is a conversation that
between
is had
you
between
and your husband.
You and your husband, because here's the deal. What Cher is setting herself up for, and he's going to remember this. If she ever says that the father is not active enough in the child's life,
whoa,
he can always come back and say, you've excluded me from all the big big conversations anyway.
It's an argument that's like waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
like a big old trick.
The fact that the mother looks like Janice from Friends bothers the fuck out of me. Oh my God!
Chandler,
you're gonna have natural childbirth,
you
Chandler
natural
Bing.
Childbirth, Chandler.
But and
Chandler
how
Bing.
And how the mother suggests natural childbirth is so insidious. She's like, I just did it natural.
Which, again, a lot of women don't realize. I quote unquote just did it natural.
Yep. I mean, there are
studies.
Your dog's
going to feel like shit.
There are studies that say epidurals can be not good for the woman later. There are studies of that. But, you know, there's studies for everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
I think
so,
it goes either way.
Yeah. Because if you don't have. I have a feeling that if Cher is sitting here going, oh, it hurts. It hurts. Because her husband's like, I have concerns about her pain tolerance. And she's like, it hurts, honey. Oh, it's contract. Oh, it's hurting. Give me the drugs.
Exactly. Y'all.
That's exactly. Pop that epidural in. I don't want to feel nothing.
I've taken an 11-inch dick in my butthole before.
11?
If I had a baby,
it just pop right out.
I'd want it. Well, yeah, now. But if I was having a baby, I would want an epidural.
Oh, me too.
Give
I would
it
want
to
that epidural.
Me. Give it to me.
Anyway, so
she doesn't. Mom's like, I thought her pregnancy would be the exact same way. We don't know what her pregnancy has been like. I almost hate that she's having a girl. I'm like, damn it, I wish you had a boy just to fuck with you.
It's I find these two pretty cloying. It's so gross.
I think what, and we're gonna see a lot with these mothers, but especially like what we are going to see. These mothers are horribly selfish and self-centered.
Oh, totally.
Narcissistic, even. It's a problem.
One other thing I have is that Cher has, God, it's so hard for me to even say that name.
Cher?
The girl is called Cher because she probably got it from Cher from Clueless or something.
Probably.
Not Cher from the singer.
I don't mind, but
it's terrible. Cher says important.
She does say important.
It's very important.
So this is what I'm interested. When did they film this? When did they have the baby? Because I wonder if they had their baby during fucking Corona times, which meant only one person was allowed in that delivery room.
Which
Who
one was
did
it?
She choose?
You mean her husband, the physician?
Or her mother.
Or her mother.
I bet that killed her. And it makes me think of all of these people that don't live with their mothers. I wonder if I'm sure they're around all their mothers, but
I'm sure they quarantined
have
together.
Any of them had the distance?
I'm sure they've quarantined together. You
the
think,
ones that are married.
Speaking of quarantining due to distance and living together, the next one is Kathy and Christina, who I've called female Gene Simmons.
This
with her hair, with her.
I don't
know
why she's wearing a headband. I don't know why.
She's dressed like a pink football with laces. I watched a little bit of the first season. The daughter lives there was a scene that I laughed till I cried where the mom is, she's like, I'm going over to Christina's house and taking some bagels.
They all have the worst accents.
Oh, this is more Chicago. I'm going over to Christina's house, and I'm going to take some bagels.
Bagels, yeah.
And she's like, so she gets in her car. She's 5 miles away. Bitch backs up down her driveway just in reverse. She just reverses
She goes
her
down
car.
The street
she
in reverse?
She reverses her car. I was laughing like a fool. I was like, that bitch is in a reverse.
I mean, the show
like,
kind of reels you in.
Christina, I'm here. I'm here with bagels. Anyway, so Gene Simmons, y'all. Gene Simmons' daughter, Christina, who's very pretty. They're both a little orange. And that's kind of a thing Ooh. With this show. Everyone's a little orange.
Christina is very beautiful, though.
She's gorgeous. She's very orange.
I don't know. She did not get it from her mother.
No, this is a very Italian family, you guys. I know that's a shock.
Yeah, their Instagram, even like, they're very... Everything's Italian.
Everything was like dot marinara, dot olive oil.
They go to see Christina's husband, Carlos, at the gym.
Carlo, not Carlos.
Oh, Carlo.
Who?
Let's talk about Carlo.
Who's
Poodle.
Hot, y'all?
He's
I
hot.
I love a big roided up Guido. Throw him around.
I don't know if that's Jesus.
I love
Please
me a
don't
big
write
old
me.
Roided up Guido.
Just send the message to just Poodle. I don't want it.
Just he's just smelling like whey protein and sweat.
What's it like fucking him? He is hot.
You know what? The dick is okay.
Okay.
But
the ass is incredible.
He's got so much coursing through his veins. It's probably like a fuck machine. You know, like in those gay porns. Boop, 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 boop.
And Italian men have amazing asses.
And they fuck good.
Y'all have
Trust
y'all
me.
Seen the David? They're good.
okay. Sure.
Poodle, Poodle texted me that Carlo's semen tastes like what, Poodle? What did you say, Poodle? What did you say?
I don't want to stereotype Italian men. I said it probably tastes like marinara.
You already called him a Guido, so I think...
He is a Guido. He would probably say it.
I know, but I love that you would say that. You said his semen tastes like marinara.
It's like
stuff.
A roided up Guido.
But this really kind of is... Y'all, this is Poodle's perfect man. This is a gorgeous man with beautiful arms who will fuck you.
Who owns a pizza place.
Who feed you pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. Now, I would imagine his constant misogyny would probably annoy the hell out of me. However, Kathy, a.k.a. Gene Simmons, thinks she owns the pants. Wears the pants in this relationship.
I'm the queen.
I'm the king. The
queen.
Prince. King.
Queen.
I'm the queen, the Don. Anyway, so...
Basically, they're remodeling their house.
Yeah.
And...
You're going to live with me?
She's like...
You're going to live with me?
Come over, live with me.
It's fine.
Live with me, it's fine. Live with me, we'll be great. You put your bed... We'll put the air up mattress. It'll be... Everybody's cozy.
And so she Carlo's was talking to the kids. She's like, want to go live at grandma's house?
And they're like, no. No.
I'm afraid you're going to eat me, grandma.
You smell like old SpaghettiOs and something. And so... Here's my question to you, though.
You smell like mascarpone.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather fuck Carlo and get free pizza?
Yeah.
Or fuck Larry and get free McDonald's?
This is Sophie's choice.
This is what we want to know.
Boy, because how?
And you know, Larry
are both for life.
Larry has a bigger dick.
He does. Are both for life?
Oh,
because I love pizza. But I think McDonald's every day would get a little boring. But I think pizza would make me gain weight. But Larry, to have to look at his face, I wouldn't like it.
But he would have a bigger dick. A much bigger dick.
Could I cover up Larry's face? Or no, I'd have to look at him.
Well, I think you could cover it up with a McDonald's bag.
I think I would, God.
Wow, y'all.
But would I also have Carlo's mother in the equation? Or sorry.
No, let's just say just.
I wouldn't have Kathy.
No Kathy.
I'd choose Carlo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone's shallow. Wow.
Newsflash. She picks her up. She's got this fucking pink laces thing, like she's going to the gym in 1988, like in the Olivia Newton-John physical.
That's why she's wearing the headband, because she's going to a gym,
not to work out, just to
fit
in.
Seen in the gym.
Y'all, the one thing about this show too is it's so produced. This is one of the most produced shows I've seen on TLC.
Which I don't. Well, this reminds me, it's probably a lot like that nail salon show people liked.
Oh yeah. What's that called?
Nails. I don't know.
So anyway, they go to the gym, and you don't bother Carlo at the gym because that's his church, kind of. So they
same
so,
thing for gays.
So they both like just walk in there, and she's like, he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" She's like, "I came here. You're gonna live with me in my house."
Guido,
Guido, cha-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Y'all, don't see that movie. That's for the musical Nine, but don't see that movie.
The Germans at the spa. It's a great musical, though. Beautiful score. 9.
The movie wasn't great, though, I heard.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
The movie was one of the worst musical movies I've ever seen.
I started to watch it, and then I heard that, and I was like, well, I'm just not even going to watch it.
Rob Marshall failed.
Which is shocking.
He got a bad cast. Daniel Day-Lewis is not funny.
He's not.
Daniel Day-Lewis is not... doesn't have that same level of crazy. He's a great actor. He doesn't have that level of crazy charisma that makes us fall in love with. I mean, it should have been Antonio Banderas, like it was for the revival.
Yeah. He's great.
You would believe that every woman, even though he treated women like crap, would fall in love with him.
Because every woman does fall in love with Antonio fucking Banderas.
Yes, it's true.
Antonio Banderas in Zorro could fucking...
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, out that, of the
that,
night.
That was a seminal film for you.
Light, comes a horse that's known as Zorro.
There was a theme from Zorro?
The old Disney thing. Zorro, Zorro. I love Zorro.
I never saw it. Anyway, what were we talking about? So she like ambushes him.
She's like,
what the fuck are you wearing?
You're coming to my house. He's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing, Ma? He doesn't call her Ma, but
no,
I feel
but
like he does.
So basically, he's like, I'm not staying with you. The other thing is, not a lot happened in this episode,
that is
you guys.
All that happened for them.
It's basically, it was basically two different groups. And we're going to talk about,
are you done with them?
I'm done with them. I'm done with Gene Simmons and daughter.
Do you want to talk about Marsha? Do you want to talk about...
I want to talk about Elena and Marsha.
Okay.
Sun-hee
and Marsha.
I want to talk about Elena and Marsha.
Marsha. So Marsha and Elena are an older woman. She's older, Mom.
She's 68.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Face Licker, y'all. This is the one who licks her daughter's face.
She didn't in this episode.
And
she did.
It's really disturbing that I have to say this, that this is the most balanced mother.
This is the...
Face Licker.
This is the first season for them, right?
Yes. This, y'all, Face Licker has a little more perspective than any of the other mothers on the show.
I was going to tell you, I actually...
It's also the saddest story.
But I like them the most.
Me too.
I like them the most.
Well,
she has so
perspective.
Sad. Well, because, so here's the deal, and this isn't something, they talk about this in the episode, is that Elena is a little person.
She's a little person, but I don't know if
but
that's...
But she also has...
She has an enzyme deficiency.
She has an enzyme
so
deficiency.
So she is a little person or has some kind of dwarfism due to her enzyme deficiency.
So she has to have treatments.
We're not sure about her exact diagnosis.
Yeah, she has to have enzyme treatments once a week. So
she was, by the way, she was adopted in fucking Siberia. Like, Marsha flew over... to get her, and then a Siberian daughter girl went, Mommy! And she's like, sure. I know. Well, I know.
And
a child...
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
I'll yell mommy at me in Siberia. I'd be like, where's the exit? First of all, why am I in Siberia?
You would be like, como se dice, mommy?
Como se dice, mommy?
Mommy in Siberian. Como se dice? So, so a lot of this trauma comes from, I think, her having health issues. And Marcia
totally
is a total type A, almost hypochondriac, almost OCD.
Yeah.
She is so fearful her daughter is going to die.
But she does have a little perspective. She's like, you know, I know I have to start, you know, making her more independent.
Yes.
This mother, y'all, is the only one.
Because that's what I wrote is, you're 68 years old. You're not going to live much longer.
Yeah.
And your daughter, who is 21,
yeah,
behaves like an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really,
we're going to get to another one of those later.
Which is, let's be honest, a lot of that is on Marcia.
Yeah.
But I think she's realizing now, oops, I fucked
up. And, well, honestly,
there's something wrong with that, parents. Sometimes we fuck up.
They do. Besides the face licking, y'all, where
they kiss all the time. Like, I feel like they're going to just make out and tongue each other at any
moment. I'm like leaning back in my couch, just waiting for mom to like slip her the tongue.
Oh,
then they do a thing. You saw it on the first episode. We did not see it on this episode where she chases her mother around. They do it every morning.
I was just like,
why is this? This is being filmed, so of course it's on television, but why is anyone else watching this? I don't know.
You just watch this and just went, God damn it, you sissies.
Yeah.
Y'all suck us into the worst shows.
So she's going to have her enzyme therapy, and her nurse, Pearl, comes over, and they kiss the medicine before they do it, because it's like...
I loved this. I wrote.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the gratitude, because gratitude is, and I don't mean this in a hoity-toity Sarah Van Brettnaw or Oprah way of gratitude, but no, gratitude physiologically will change your chemistry in your body.
Yeah.
So, y'all, if you're wondering when's the time to practice gratitude, and you're in the now is the time to practice gratitude. And it was like Poodle said the other day. You said in one episode, instead of saying, I can't do this, kind of looking at just what
No, I said don't do it in a negative way.
Yeah.
When you're practicing gratitude, saying, I'm glad I'm not sick. In other words, don't take the knots out.
Say,
I'm glad I'm healthy.
Yes, I'm grateful I'm healthy. Even if you write down three things at the end of your day you're grateful for and you make yourself do that, you'll be surprised. So I loved I love that. I never thought about... You know, I've never taken medicine and like been thank. I kind of look at, I'm like, fuck, I have to take medicine.
Yeah, but they live in that world because their life is so impermanent for them.
I guess, how do you feel when you take your feels? You probably kiss it.
I'm like, make me feel better.
Mama.
Mama. Like a bird, baby bird.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
So...
Although Pearl's throwing some shade here.
She does. She's like, sometimes she is too much of a mother. She is too...
She gives her everything she wants.
Yeah. So she goes to Quinnipiac University, you guys. And I wonder how many nights at home Elena is at home. Probably a lot.
This is the part that I got sad. Because I thought... So Elena talks about she was bullied a lot. It was probably very difficult to
grow up.
Of course,
yeah. Because she's smaller than everybody else.
She's smaller than everybody else. People probably wanted to, like, fucking pick her up and all that shit. It doesn't feel like this is where... this is on Marcia. She doesn't seem to be experiencing life. Like, she doesn't seem to be experiencing
college. Yeah. And like, I wonder, I used to be very into, I'm not anymore, so don't ask me to watch it. I stopped like 8 seasons ago. But our old roommate Lindsay got us
Little
really
People,
into
Big World.
Little People,
yep.
Big World. But I know a thing that helped them is they would go to these Little People conferences.
Yeah.
And I wonder,
LPA.
And I wonder if Elena has ever gone to anything like that. Because it almost seems like she feels like her mother is the only one who understands her, and she feels actually quite alone.
Well, and that's very true. And if you do go to LPA, Little People of America, there's all kinds of people like you. And sometimes there's like a dance, like a disco. They all get dirty. You know the STDs are rampant.
People
at Little People A.
You know what it reminds me? This is some of you know, some of I don't. I'm no longer director, but I founded a summer camp for queer youth called Brave Trails, and it is those kids are the same in that a lot of them
hook up.
They try to, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
It's called shipping. That's what they call it now. Because I remember the first.
But why are you trying to? You don't want to ship something. You don't want a relationship.
No, but that's what they call it. Shipping. You're shipping. You're together. It's not. This is what's hard for you, is that you take words the way they mean now, but younger culture changes them all together and has no regards for the history of the
word.
So
if you ship, then you're still fucking?
If you're shipping, almost you're kind of fucking or hooking up. You don't say hooking up, you say shipping.
But it's not a relationship.
They don't give any care for what the word used to mean. They're making their own definition.
Well, that's Webster's Webster's Dictionary says the opposite.
That's hard for Poodle, y'all. That's really hard for Poodle.
You know, words need to mean things. Otherwise, what are we doing?
It's like the word cool. I'm sure like 50 years ago, people were going, cool, you mean it's cold? And they're like, no, it's cool. What do you mean, you idiot kid?
But cool, but your shipping is actually a contradictory term.
It doesn't matter because younger kids are going to.
I'm saying cool is not a good example.
But I'm
if you could like when in the 80s when someone said that's a bad shirt, is a good counterexample.
I'm just saying, Grandpa, get with it because the younger generation's going to ramrod us.
You know what? If your kids say shipping, you can come at us at it.
I guarantee their kids say shipping because that's what all these kids say. Because I remember once I made an announcement. I said, and we know about the shipping, and they all went. Like how do the adults know? But what I was going to say, doing that camp, there were kids that would come to us with, or still do to this day. We didn't have camp this year because of COVID. But every year, we did Southern California and Maryland. Kids come with so much trauma and feeling alone, feeling like they're hated. And within 4 days of being around of people just like them,
yeah, like-minded people,
it changes. So that's what I really hope for. Elena, because I think that would be huge for her. And maybe she's been there, and her mom's just fucked her up too much.
She is horny though. Elena is because she's like, I want a guy like Liam Hemsworth and blah blah blah.
See what she said. Or I shouldn't say this, but that Christian Grey, he's sexy man.
I believe that's a fictional character, but that's okay.
But you know what? Jamie Dornan is fucking
Dornan.
Who cares? He is hot.
He's really hot. I've seen his penis.
You have?
Yeah, it's like nudes.
How?
I've seen so many nudes of celebrities.
How?
It's on the internet.
Poodle has a dick whisperer. Someone, one of his
Y'all,
friends on
there's
Twitter.
There's a dick whisperer who sends me a lot of shit.
He just says, here's this celebrity's dick. And
I'm
he's like
So, y'all, she's a singer. Elena is a singer, the set singer. The saddest thing here is that she has vocal polyps.
Poodle, and tell people what vocal polyps are if they don't know.
Vocal polyps are actual calcium deposits and worn places that happen on the vocal cords. Now, I don't know if this is a
medical thing.
A medical thing of her disorder, of her
or
disease.
Her medicine or.
But she's a singer, and usually it's due to overuse.
Yeah.
And polyps are different than nodules or nodes. Polyps are real. And to be honest, I don't know if the fact that she's very small and she's trying to sing bigger and she's trying to be louder,
mm-hmm.
but she got polyps, y'all. That's almost always overuse. So, Elena, if you're listening, I could probably help you. We would start you actually need a lot of vocal therapy before that because her voice is already too
just
scratchy.
Just the way she speaks is not good.
I feel like a lot of little people, though, speak with a scratchier voice.
Oh, really?
I'm sure there have been studies about this. Yeah.
Hmm. Now, you watched the first episode. What did you think of her singing voice?
It's not bad. It's completely okay. There's a song about being on a highway that I still understand, but it's not bad. I'm happy she has a dream. It's sad, though, that a lot of times the treatment for polyps is surgery, and then they don't actually help them be better.
Because polyps don't go away with vocal rest, right?
You need to get them removed.
Yeah.
Polyps almost
always.
Julie
Andrews had polyps, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm. But honestly, you guys, this, barring any type of congenital thing, polyps means you're speaking incorrectly or singing incorrectly. It has nothing to do with randomly happening. For most people, it's a pathology. In other words, you're doing something incorrectly. If there's tension, but she's probably, a lot of times polyps or nodes happens when someone's trying to emulate a singer like Mariah Carey or Idina Menzel, or
they both have vocal problems.
Yeah, and so it's an epidemic in our culture. Especially with younger girls.
If you want a voice lesson, if Poodle has time, he'll teach you. He's doing them all in Skype now.
Oh, God. I'm kind of booked.
You are kind of booked, yeah. Actually. And his hair is crazy right now, too. I don't know if you want to see it.
Anyway, I really think her mom, Marsha is the most balanced of all the mothers.
She is, but she's really kind of...
But compared to the others...
But I think she has... So, where I'll retract a little bit of what I said, and I don't think I said all of them, but maybe I did. Most of these mothers I said are narcissistic. Marsha's actually doesn't get that vibe.
No.
There's this really beautiful scene where Elena comes to her on the bed. It's beautiful and also horror movie creepy. But Elena basically tells her fear, like she's worried about her voice.
Yeah.
If I don't have my voice.
That broke my heart.
What will I do? That broke my heart too. And I have to say, Marsha, I was like, do you have a master's in therapy or something?
She did it the right way. She's like, well, you'll just sing another song.
But even before that, she asked her question. She was like, well, if you can't, you know, she said, she asked a lot of questions.
Yep.
This
daughter and the mom have had a lot of therapy. They have.
Yeah. And so she asked her daughter a lot of questions to kind of get her to see other perspectives.
Yeah.
Besides, I'll just sing this one way. And that was beautiful. And then she said, come here and give me a hug. And then she basically...
tongue-raped her.
Rocked her like a baby. She was like, my baby. My sweet baby.
I'm going to lick you up.
Baby.
Yeah, a lot of times, y'all, this is one of the few shows I've ever watched where I had to cover my eyes with my hands.
There was a part that I covered my eyes with my hands, but we're going to talk about that later.
It's the one we're leaving for last, y'all. Holy fuck. Let's move on to...
This town needs an enema.
This town needs an enema. Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale.
Vicky Vale.
I had that CD.
Oh,
Vicky Vale.
I like Batman. Y'all, I loved that Prince.
The beginning of that was what my synchronized swimming routine was to. When I was the Joker. Vicky Vale. Na 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 Batman. And I just surface dive. And they all tried to catch me, and I outran all of them.
What did your mother think?
She was there. She was cheering. She's like, get him, Jay Bird. Outrun him. My son's the star of a synchronized swimming routine. That's him in the white painted face, like the Joker.
That is your...
It's not homosexual at all.
Your mother, even if she is a little embarrassed, she will not show it. If you're doing something, she will be proud for you.
Oh, she will. My brother and I asked our mothers to stop coming to our sporting events because she got so angry and yelly.
Well, we do know that she bit somebody when
she
played basketball.
She bit someone on the basketball court.
Did she ever get into a fight with a parent or anything at the game?
Someone did tell her to be quiet one time. And she's like, why don't you mind your own business? Wow. And my mom's saying, that old fat Lynn Dodds. Wow. Yeah. Should we move on to Sun Hee? and Angelica.
Angelica.
This is the second season for these guys too, y'all. Y'all, you know those movies where they're like, they're in space, but space has like clubs and bars?
Yes.
Son, he and Angelica are like bitches you'd see at a space club.
They are extras from Battlestar Galactica.
Yes. Yeah.
Not Star like, Wars, not
or,
Star
or
Trek.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, they are definitely more like...
They look ridiculous.
Like, but ridiculous. Like, they wouldn't be in Firefly.
No.
Battlestar Galactica.
Like, I'm telling you, can you imagine going out in the day dressed like Sun He and Angelica?
Angelica's contacts freak me the fuck out. She looks like an extra from The Fifth Element.
Yes. Okay, so...
Again, I think the most fucked up person in all of this is the guy who's marrying her.
Oh, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I think he's also a loser. I'm not sure. This is their second season, you guys. In the first season... We found out that the guy she was seeing. First of all, they're the mom and daughter team who share bathwater.
They do
take
share
a moment.
They do share
everyone
bath
take
water.
A moment and it. Think about your mother taking a bath, and you saying, "There's some bathwater for me."
Do 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 splish splash. I was taking a bath, looking at my mama's poutine.
Poutine.
Yeah.
So y'all, yeah, when your mother's filth is that she's washed off herself is in the bathtub, just take a minute and think about how revolted you would be.
Drip drop, it wasn't weird at all, even though I am 15.
Well done.
Splish splash. I know a lot of girls who did dances to that as children.
It seems about right.
That is disgusting.
It's disgusting. She's cleaning her daughter's ears, we see in the first scene. She's like, that's a big one.
The only word I could think of was like a raptor. She's horrible.
Yeah, the mom's terrible.
She is horrible.
And the mother is ridiculously selfish, does not want the girl to be happier than she would be.
She is the mother out of all of them that she will sacrifice her daughter's happiness for her own.
There's one scene where she's like, I just wish that I could find a man like you. And you could find a man like me, and then we could just fuck each other in the same room and then stare at each other so we'd actually be fucking each other. It's so fucked up. I hate this show, y'all. I hate it.
I've got to into it.
I know. I'm disturbed.
Y'all, we might be doing this another on a Bi-Curious.
There's a whole other – this show is a whole other level of just abject for me. I watch it and I just wish I was somewhere else.
I might keep watching and make Poodle do another buy.
Anyway, so they are at the she's been with Jason, you guys. That's her new boyfriend, and Jason is still married, but he's gonna get divorced. He's been promising to get divorced for a long time.
Okay, so there's weirdness. Sun He is she is cuckoo gaboo, but then there is a little bit of like she takes seeds of weirdness or dysfunction and she blows it up at him and decides to control it.
And controls her daughter.
Where Jason, yes, he has been with this woman for five and a half years, Viviana.
No longer than that. They've been divorced for like five years.
Divorced for five years and they're still not divorced yet.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I mean, divorce does take a long time. Probably, I think Jason felt sorry for Viviana.
I think Jason is a complete wet blanket.
Oh, yeah.
I think women probably just...
Run over him,
and he lets them, and he never takes a stand for anything.
He's a big la-hooser, too.
Big la-hooser.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we found out... So,
I wrote down, it's weird to see a planetary club promoter in a courthouse.
It is weird to see.
They're just sitting there at that table. I'm like, these two do not belong here.
Welcome,
Earthling.
Welcome. We are here to see the divorce proceedings.
Would you like a Pulsar cocktail? That is exactly what they are. There's like a planetary club, and they are extras in the planetary club.
They're shot girls. They're the shot girls. They give you shots at steam. So they're going to the courthouse because they don't believe her mother, Sunhee, doesn't believe that Jason will. She wants to see him sign the divorce papers because she fears he's going to fuck it up.
Can just take a moment.
And Angelica again, doesn't want to go to this.
Take a moment and imagine what it would be like to show up to your boyfriend's divorce hearing with his ex-wife. Just sit in that for a minute. It's just the level of uncomfortableness. I felt so sorry for poor Viviana
when
she walked in.
That's what I felt sorry for, Oliver. That's what, look, the fact that you're not acknowledging, that's where I really was grossed out by saying,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I thought you were.
Oh, she's awful. She's absolutely awful.
You were upsetting this person. You don't give one shit about Viviana as a person.
She's kind of like the interplanetary club madam. Like, she prostitutes people out.
She does. She would do that.
What's her name? Angelica have sex with a rock monster.
Angelica! Rock monster!
And someone draw that illustration of them being planetary cocktail waitresses.
Yeah. So there is, but then though, you fear that Sunhee gets like some things that, well, okay, I get why that's disturbing you, because not only is Jason still with Viviana, they still have a shared bank account.
That was disturbing.
That's not great.
I think it's because he feels sorry for her, but that should not have been shared that moment.
No. And look, especially when you're in a relationship with somebody else, you can still give your ex-wife money or your ex-husband money and not
have a joint account. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, but then we find out in the courthouse, Sunhee just full ups asks Viviana, do you still love him?
Do you still love him? And then she says,
I do.
And that's when
the
club, y'all, the interplanetary club got real quiet, and the bouncer with four eyes came out.
That's when Harrison Ford shot that thing, because we all, if you're debating it, Han Solo did shoot.
Oh my God, they are ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous. They are caricatures of people.
Mom, is that a wedding band, Viviana?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you wearing it on your left hand?
Shut up.
She's horrible.
Yeah. They're definitely my... I even like Cher and Dawn more than those two.
I would fast forward those two. I think I'd boop.
They're absolutely awful.
Couldn't do it. Boop it.
I would now, however...
You always say boop because of TiVo. Goes,
I would watch the whole show for these next two that we're going to talk about, because these are a car wreck you can't look away from. There's so many things to unpack here. And by then I'm talking about Mary and Brittany.
Brittany. Thank you for saying her name right.
So y'all...
They live in Jensen Beach, Florida. This is their new season for them, right?
Yes.
So, just to give you an explanation, y'all.
Mary is an orange Barbie.
Mary.
With a lot of plastic surgery.
Mary is a helicopter version parent of Darcy in her 60s.
Yes, that's very appropriate.
That is what she looks like. She has the hair extensions for Day, although her hair extensions are better than Darcy's.
Oh, much better.
She's got nice hair
extensions. Why did Darcy and Stacey have terrible extensions?
They I don't know.
TLC paid for them, didn't they?
By the way, y'all, if you haven't checked out 90 Day Gays, either Twitter, our Facebook page, or our Instagram, you can see our newest 90 Day Theater is Darcy and Stacey.
Go into the nail salon.
It took Poodle 3 days to get that bronzer off.
I want to talk about, so we're in a confessional. This is one of my favorite sentences that had ever been said before. My beautiful daughter, Brittany, just graduated from the Correctional Academy, and then we're going to have a huge party.
So she was like in tough kid school.
I thought it was two, but I watched the first episode. It's not Correctional Academy. She is in school to be a corrections officer. Yes.
She's going to fall in love with a prisoner. She's going to fall
in love with a prisoner. She, I wrote that down.
She's going to help him escape.
Yes.
She's going to fall in love with a prisoner, and her mom's going to be pissed.
Yeah, it's going to be total like Shawshank Redemption.
That's it. I'm totally committed to this show. Sissies, I'm watching the rest of it. Come at me.
I would watch it just for these two. Woo. These two and Face Licker and...
Wow.
Face Licker... Oh, you see her in her correctional officer uniform.
Oh.
In episode one. So
that is great.
And she has problems.
If you're a casting director of this smothered show, come at us. We would want to interview and say to you, where do you meet people?
Or how are your nightmares?
Yeah.
Do you have PTSD?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I almost have PTSD from watching two episodes, to be honest. Face Licker about did me in. However, I was completely killed by this segment. To the point when I was scream laughing near the of the last 10 minutes of the segment, I scream laughed. And we're going to talk about
it. I was completely mouth open, wordless. I had the opposite reaction of completely.
So, you guys, she's graduating from Correctional Academy.
So to give you some backgrounds. First of all, Brittany's not that smart.
No, I think she had a disorder where you find out in the first season.
No, retract.
I don't think it's an intellectual disorder though.
Oh, okay.
So she had a problem with the first season. She grew up very fat. She had a bunch of hormones and everything. She started growing body hair at like age 6.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and so she was taller,
that got real personal,
and bigger than all the other kids.
Oh,
and so
she was. Had weight issues on top of that. Because Brittany, y'all, she does not love herself.
No.
Brittany doesn't
Brittany
at
used
all.
To be 245 pounds. She got gastric sleeve and lost about 85 of them.
Yes. And
now, y'all, I will tell you, Mary is, I know this is shocking, Mary is completely supportive of plastic surgery.
It's odd. She is supportive of plastic surgery, and she goes on a litany of all, she's like, I've had my boobs done 5 times. I had a filler here. They put the fat in here.
She's like, I actually had a fat extraction.
Yeah. She's like,
and they put it other places in my body.
They actually moved my vagina to my mouth, but I didn't think it looked good, so I moved it back. Anyway.
Took five surgeries.
Oh, nobody wants vulvas.
Vulva.
But so it's weird in that, but then she also says to her daughter, which I feel like reminds us.
Anything that makes you happy is fine.
You say to your children is kids pay more attention to how you behave than because she says to her, you're beautiful. You don't need anything.
Right. But look at her.
But how can you, as
look
a
at
daughter,
tan Barbie.
Look at tan
Orange
Barbie,
yeah.
And not think, well, this
Orange
is how you operate
AARP,
as a woman.
AARP Barbie, yeah.
So regardless of that, Brittany has no self-esteem.
No.
At all.
None. Yeah.
And
she kind of talks like this, y'all, too, because Brittany's also 12 years old emotionally. And that's probably because of what...
I think she's emotionally stunted, and I don't think she's
not intellectually all there.
I don't think she's smart.
She kind of talks like this, too.
And so,
Mama.
I feel like it's kind of that chicken or the egg. Does the mother over-mother her because she needs to, or does she over-mother her because she's worried her daughter is going to keep walking and walk off a cliff because she doesn't know any better?
But you know what's going to make all that better?
A colonic.
Colonic. Now, Mary's had like 11 of them.
She's had a lot of colonics. She says
very Los Angeles thing too, y'all.
She says to Brittany, you don't need to get a stomach. Just get a colonic.
Because
you lose some weight from
can
that.
Can a colonic take your tummy out?
So I have had colonics done.
Really?
Yes, at the place right by my house on Pico Boulevard called Colon Roland. And it's the woman who did it. Her name's Mary, actually, as well.
Why do you get these?
Well, I tried it once because she's my neighbor. Mary was the original, and I'm not kidding. She told this to me. I said, she told this to me while I had water shooting up my butt. And I went, this can't be true. But I looked it up, and she is the original Motormouth Babel from Hairspray Broadway.
Shut up.
Yes. Big, blonde, and beautiful.
Wow.
The Queen Latifah role from the movie. She really is. There were some other Broadway shows that she premiered in, too. And then her mother got sick. She moved back to L.A., and now she puts water up people's butts.
Cautionary tale.
So I tried
when
it.
When your family gets sick, y'all, don't quit your job.
Well, I tried it because an old friend who, that you teach voice is a big fan of colonics.
Oh, I know who it is.
And
yeah.
So, and also, y'all, when you get stuff done to your butt a lot, you just like to clean it out every once in a while.
It's just all in a day.
I kind of think you would enjoy it, but it is. Now, this was a much nicer place than Colon Roland. Colon Roland, I just bent over, and she just said, look at that picture on the wall, and then stuck it up my butt, and I was like, whoa!
You going to buy me dinner first?
Yeah, which cleared it wasn't a problem. She said, I said, is it in there? And she said, this is the largest size. I can't feel anything, Mary! Can't feel a thing. Get it.
She's
Come
like,
on, Mary. Let me get back there.
Honey, you got 6 feet in there.
Let me get
6 feet
are
in you.
Sure? I don't feel it. Beep, beep, beep. Okay, there we go. Oh, all right, it's in my neck. I feel it now.
It just in.
Back roll. Sorry. Sorry for you that hates sounds. So anyway, so that was my experience. You should do it, though. So what it is, it's not as painful as Mary. It does feel weird in that you get full of water.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're just, it does feel like, you just feel really full. Like you ate a lot of food and you need to take a huge shit.
Uh-huh.
But you do see your stomach expand.
Right.
And like move up full of water. And you take it for as long as you can until you have to let go. And then you basically just have to, like, release.
But then push it out.
Water come in. It's a little. But you're not supposed to push. You're supposed to release.
Got it.
So you're not straining. So it does take a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it's just going gangbusters.
Go, drip, 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 drip.
Yep.
Splish, splash. I was taking a bath.
Which, it's great for.
If are we sponsoring colonics the way you're talking about them?
For any of you that want to, if any of you are a big ass takers, if you're planning on taking
big
the football team, have a colonic the morning before, and that ass is going to be bing, sparkling. Sparkling.
Bing.
They can fish you, miss you, kiss you, whatever. It's going to be like palm olive cleaned you out. Anyway, y'all.
Ding.
So. They're going to go to this colonics place.
Yeah. She's like, this is Brittany's first time. No.
Mary does it, and Mary basically. Now, first of all, the woman who did colonics said, so you're going to insert something under the rectum, and you'll feel fluids filling your ass, the anal cavity. Jake actually came his pants. Because it's been that long, y'all. He literally just...
Fluids
in my butthole. Maybe you should get colonics. It'll at least feel like something's got up there.
And she's like, honey, you're taking way too much pleasure in this.
You're like, ooh.
So she's holding mom's hand.
Uh-huh.
And mom's like, there's so much pressure.
She's like, oh my gosh, it hurts. It hurts. And you notice how she can't put her lips together when she's laying down?
I liked it when it finally started to come out. She's like, yay!
Yay!
This is when I started scream laughing. So, you guys.
And then
the daughter.
Bless her heart. Lenny from Meister Men decides.
She's like, or is this how you do this, Mom?
But Brittany decides to get up there.
And she's like, honey, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to put this tube in your ass.
Y'all, if you're over the age of 12 years old and your parents still had to put things in your ass,
you might want to process that. So y'all,
I think it's time.
They are, she's basically, no, Bertani, don't put it in there. You need to put it in your butt, not your butt, not your vagina.
Not your vagina. She's like, Mom,
like, thanks,
I know.
Mom, I don't know.
She's
where
like, well,
it
hey,
is.
I'm just saying, it gets up there. It's like a big douche.
So anyway, this seems like a time for, you know, we normally do 90 days theater. I guess this is smothered theater.
Smothered.
This is going to be a very few time. And this is going to include some sound work, you guys.
You know, I think this is smothered.
Smothered and covered theater.
Smothered and covered.
Yes. Covered in shit.
Not like the Smothered Brothers.
No.
They didn't do this bit.
So, you guys, I'll be playing the role of Brittany, and Maddie will be playing the role of
Mary.
Mary.
I'll be playing Mary.
So, they're having a real heart-to-heart when she gets the colonic tube pushed up her ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
picture this. Brittany's laying on the table, and then suddenly she gets it in her butt, and then... And scene. Okay, honey, this it's gonna be fine. You're just getting filled up. Your cavity's getting filled up with water. And then you
are
just
you sure?
Mm-hmm, and then you just gotta. I know you feel really full, like you had, like mommy made you a big dinner and you had a big ho ho. Mm-hmm. But now you just gotta bear down.
I love your lasagna.
This is like that, but now you just gotta bear down, like dropping a big load.
Okay. Oh, that was something.
Looky, a poopsie!
How's your dating life? You getting excited for your party?
You know, I kind of think that Paul only wants me for my body.
Surely not, honey. Surely not.
He told me he wants to be friends with benefits.
What? Boys say that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What about Zach? Zach's such a...
I don't know. I don't really feel like a woman lately.
You've got this. You're beautiful. And now you're going to be so skinny after this colonic.
Oh, you're always the best, Mama. You just always say the right things.
There you go, honey. That was a big poo-poo. Okay. You feel better?
Much better.
Why doesn't Zach love you?
And scene.
Wow.
That either was funny to you guys
or
revolting.
But that's literally what just happened.
Like, they were having a conversation about Zach while she was getting a tube shoved up her ass with poop coming out of it.
Yep. And Brittany was not handling it well.
Oh!
Like... You know who I feel sorry for at all of this? Y'all, there was a cameraman and a sound guy in there. Or sound woman. It was a cameraman.
And a sound grip. And a guy just going, you know, I've seen some shit, but I've never seen anything like that.
Y'all, and they actually showed, they blocked it out, but still, they showed stuff going through the tube.
They did.
And it drove me, where you said you had to put your hands over your eyes, that's where I put my hands over
my
eyes.
Showed,
I don't want to see that.
They blocked it out, y'all, but the camera showed poop going out of the tube. She's like, there's a poopy! How far we've fallen. Let's be honest, we were never really that high up anyway.
I just want to say, sissies, you're the reason why this has happened, because you came at us and told us.
I just poured water into a bowl simulating shit.
This looks like a B-roll, a scene from Splash in here without any salt water and no Daryl Hannah.
I can't do this show. I'm done. I can't go on.
I love Splash. That's a good movie. Anyway, I hate you all because I might have gotten
into this
show.
I'm not watching the show. Nope.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Nope, not watching it.
We'll see about that.
Awful, 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 awful.
We'll see about that.
Awful.
We'll see. Anyway, y'all.
That's the show, y'all.